Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. It is time for the February Progressive Agriculture Safety Foundation, Progressive Agriculture Foundation safety message here on KGLO. And joining us now with the foundation, Bernard Jeschke is on the live line. Bernard, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How's Jesse doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. It's good to hear from you, Bernard, here in 2020. I know you spent a little time away and got some much-needed R&R, and it's happy to have you back on the air here at KGLO with us.
Well, sounds good. It was just a lot warmer, you know, down in Jamaica, but we'll get through this. It hasn't been too bad of a winter this year.
No, it has not been too bad of a winter this year, and that's something I think we can definitely be thankful for here as we move into February. And you know, Bernard, as we move into the month of February, it is Grain Bin Safety Week coming up here during the third full week of February. You want to talk about that a little bit? Let's set the stage here a little bit about grain bin safety.
That sounds great. A lot of farmers are moving grain this time of the year. You know, during harvest, they put a lot of it in the storage, and during the winter months, that's kind of a common chore is hauling that grain out and the dangers that may bring, you know, as far as handling that grain and if that grain is out of condition. So those are some of the things that I think people will hear a lot on during the month of February. But as far as the Progressive Agriculture Safety Days, we do a lot of grain education with the children at Progressive Ag Safety Days, because the thing is, you know, we want the kids to have a passion for agriculture and learn about agriculture, and they're always curious when they come out onto the farms and that type of thing, because the thing is, you've got large equipment out there, you got animals out there, and yes, we have grain out there. So the safety day, as we cover this, we kind of base it on farms are just another busy workplace. You know, we can't take our children to the workplace if we work in a factory, but yet statistically the farm is more statistically more dangerous than the factory. So those are kind of the ground basis for the education that we provide when we talk about the farm. It's just not a big playground area. And when we talk about grain safety and some of the incidents that happen around grain, nearly one in five of all the agricultural incidents that deal with confined spaces, you know, like grain bins and stuff, one in five of those involve children or young adults. And so it's an important topic that we cover at the Progressive Ag Safety Days. And one thing we're proud of, too, we are able to reach a lot of those kids out there because we are the largest rural safety and health organization for education programming in North America. So that helps us get that information out there to a lot of those kids because, we got to let them know how dangerous that situation could be in and around the grain.
Yeah, Bernard, you know, you talk about that for kids, and really you wouldn't think we'd be talking grain safety for kids, but it is very important. You get them around the farm, and they get curious, like you mentioned, and, you know, it is important for not just adults but for youth as well to know the dangers of, being around that grain in the grain bin and really just being aware and having that knowledge to know that this isn't a place to play around in.
Yeah, you know, the thing is an interesting scenario or comparison that you might use for flowing grain is quicksand. You know, a lot of people talk about, oh gosh, you're getting quicksand, you just get sucked right in. Flowing grain acts the exact same way. If you're in, and it doesn't matter if you're in a grain wagon, a truck, a semi, a grain bin, if there is flowing grain and you get caught in flowing grain, it's just a matter of seconds before you're covered, because the thing is, you can't crawl out of it. You can't swim out of it. The grain is just basically falling out from underneath your feet, and your body just flows right down in there like quicksand.
Very, very true. Very, very true how that works. And you know, let's talk about some different tips here, Bernard, maybe a little bit that youth should know. And I'm sure it'd be a good refresher for adults as well. Maybe we can go through a few things.
Yeah, we've got on the information that we try to get out to the public here on the grain safety, we try and hit on five basic safety tips here that people can kind of give some thought to and help promote that, you know, for any of their employees, family members, kids, grandkids that might be around the that grain. But first one we talked about is just always stay out of flowing grain. That's just the number one thing. If that grain is moving, we've got to stay out of there because it just gradually pulls you in there. The second one here we talked about is never walk or play in or around stored grain. And when we talk about that, sometimes people will, oh, there's a wagon or a truck sitting there. They might let the kids crawl up in there and run around in the truck and that type of thing. Well, the thing is, the kids think that's fun. Well, that truck really isn't a playground, you know, and it's a piece of equipment. And if you let them do it once, they may crawl up in there sometime when the adult isn't around. If somebody opens it up and starts emptying it out, they're going to get caught right in that flowing grain. So the main thing is keeping them out of there and never walk or play in that stored grain. Moving on to grain bins, we keep telling the kids never to enter a grain bin, wagon, or truck. It's a confined space, and the thing is adults aren't going to see you in there. So sometimes the kids might think that's a good hide-and-seek place type of thing. Well, we're not playing hide-and-seek here, so we teach them to stay out of those areas. We also talked a little bit about if the farmer is in the process of moving the grain, always stay away from the grain bin or any of that equipment, because you could have tractors running, you could have augers running, you could have those vacuum tubes running. All of that takes tractors, power takeoff shafts, wagons that could be moving in and out, trucks that could be moving in and out. So not only are we worried about the grain, but now we've also got to worry about the farm equipment, the trucks, wagons, and those types of things. So that's another area that we can discuss with the kids. Mm-hmm. And then the last one we talked about is what happens if someone does get caught in the grain. What do we do? Because we also want to kind of educate the kids on that, because maybe it's mom or dad or grandma or grandpa that's gotten caught in either the equipment or the flowing grain. What could the kids do to help? And we talked about one, call for help immediately, you know. But we also teach them, if they're old enough and if they know how, to turn that equipment off. So the thing is, if the grain is flowing and they can just turn the tractor off that's running the power takeoff shaft, well, then that stops the flow of grain. So if they haven't gone down totally submerged in the grain, that will help save them. So we talked about if they're old enough and have the knowledge to turn the equipment off. We also talked about if they know how to turn on the aeration fans, mm-hmm. get a little fresh air in there. And again, assuming that the dryer heat is turned off. But so again, all of this is age appropriate. You know, are you talking to little tiny kids? They're not going to know this. But when the kids get older, maybe junior high or high school, and they've been out there helping mom and dad or grandma and grandpa out there, they may have the knowledge to be able, or the parents and grandparents need to educate their helpers on how to do this. Because all of these are important steps that, you know, when you're trying to help someone that's in trouble. And it's so important to call 911. You're going to need help. You need to get help on the way.
Very true. So
those are some of the key steps that we teach at a Progressive Ag Safety Day and at any other programs that we're teaching dealing with grain safety.
And Bernard, of course, Progressive Agriculture Safety Days, you can learn more about those by going to your guys' website and finding a local location for students to attend.
Yes, we can do that. Also, one other thing here I see in my notes is I wanted to touch a little bit on the agritourism, because of agritourism, we get a lot of kids on the farms too. You know, it might be during the Christmas season, cutting down a Christmas tree. Might be the U-Pick farms and farm markets during the spring and summer. Pumpkin patches in the fall. One thing we also want to educate the kids and adults on is staying out of if they provide grain boxes. Some of these places, these agritourism locations, will replace like a sandbox for the kids to play in with some type of a corn box, a soybean box, and those types of things. And a lot of people think that just looks fun, but we're sending them the wrong message. If they can play in this corn box full of corn, why can't they play in the wagon? Why can't they play in the truck, the grain bin, that type of thing? So we also want to send a message for all of our people and the kids, educate them that those grain boxes are not a safe place to be. So, sorry, I forgot to mention that earlier, Jesse. So mm-hmm. to get back to your next question here, as far as reaching the Progressive Ag Safety Day, yes, we do have a website of progressiveag.org, and then go to our website, and there's a little button right on the top of our homepage that has the list of where and when Progressive Agriculture Safety Days are being held. As of right now, we are just concluding a lot of the training that our coordinators are attending, and come March 15th, there will be a lot more dates. That's the date that our coordinators have to get their date on our website. So if people went to our website right now, you might notice that there aren't a whole lot of dates on the website, but they will all be there come March 15th. And then people can kind of start planning their spring or their summer if they're wanting to attend a safety day. And, you know, a lot of people like to attend safety days. Some people like to attend just as a participant. Some people like to volunteer their time, because we're always needing volunteers at a Progressive Agriculture Safety Day to, you know, be presenters and group leaders and help serve the kids lunch. So we're always looking for volunteers. And some people want to help financially. You know, they can't be there in person, but they would like to send another child to safety day. And we've got it broken down that for every $13 that's donated to the Progressive Agriculture Foundation, another child gets to go to safety days. And you can do that by going to our website. You can mail a check in, or you can also text it in just by texting in the word safety day, all one word, uppercase letters, safety day, at 44321. So those are probably the best ways to communicate with us. And if anyone ever has a question, comment, or concern, we also have a toll-free number, and that's 888-257-3529.
Well, a lot of great ways to connect with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation and their safety days. Learn more at progressiveag.org. Bert Ojeschke, thank you for joining us on the February safety message here on KGLO. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jesse, and we appreciate everything that you do and KGLO to help get that safety message out to our rural Americans.
Bert Ojeschke joining us here on KGLO. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.